Yirmiyah Perek Chaf Hei Pasuk Chaf Aleph Le'ilin Ishmas B'tzalot Tzvi Ben Moshe Yitzchak. Yirmiyah is continuing the details of all of the different nations who are going to be wiped out in the grand destructive wave that Nebuchadnezzar represents. The problem with loosing a destructive force on the world is that it's not limited to just one spot. There's going to be general destruction all around, including, as we saw, the lands of the Plishtim, Mitzrayim, and now Es Edom, Es Moab, Es Bnei Amon, being on the other sides of rivers from Eretz Israel. You think you're safe. Edom down in the south, Amon and Moab over in the east. Hey, we're not the Jews. Why are you destroying us? Hitler comes out to go do the final solution against the Jewish people. But guess what? Czechoslovakia and Austria and all of Europe are going to suffer, and parts of Africa. You think that that kind of destruction can be contained to the people that you all hate? Sometimes it ends up splashing over on you. Ask the Russians and Ukrainians how they felt about Nazis. Well, don't ask the Ukrainians, because they liked the Nazis and they were allied. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, and Ukraine always hated Russia, and Nazis hated Russia, so the Ukrainians became some of the most vicious and awful capos who destroyed Jewish people and helped the Nazis root out 93% of Lithuanian Jewry. So, as I have said before, it's hard to know who to sympathize with in a war between, essentially, Russia and Russia less than 100 years ago. Chabez, Ve'ez Kol Malchei Tsar, and all of the kings of Tyre. Tyre, the fabled, wealthy coastline country with shipping and money and empires back. We saw earlier on in Sefer Melachim the incredible wealth that Shlomo HaMelech made for them and took advantage of to make for Eretz Israel as well. All of these guys. Interesting that when it mentions the cities of the Plishtim, it doesn't mention Gass. Gass was a very big city, the metropolis of Philistine kings. But that city had been taken by David HaMelech many, many centuries earlier. So it was just wiped out in the general destruction now by Nebuchadnezzar. Ve'ez Kol Malchei Tzidon. Now we're talking about fabled wealthy countries. All the kings of Tzidon. Ve'ez Malchei Ha'i. And the kings of all of the islands, or the island, Asher Be'ever Hayam, that is on the other side of the ocean or on the other side of the area. So all of these, until here, are counted as neighbors of Eretz Israel, eight countries in all. Mitzrayim and his allies, Utz, Plishtim, Edom, Moab, Ammon, Lot, Moab and Ammon, descendants of Lot, Tsar, Sidon, and now the kings of the Isle. So eight nations around Eretz Israel are all going to be obliterated in the general destruction. Ve'es Dedan, says Pasuk of Bimel. And Dedan, who was one of the children of Keturah that we saw way back in Sefer Bereishis, Ve'es Tema, Ve'es Buz. Tema was one of the sons of Yishmael in Arabia. Dedan also was in Arabia, north of the Arabian desert, apparently. Tema is still in existence in the Arabian desert, not that far from Tehran. And Buz, one of the descendants mentioned at the time, I believe, when it was talking about Nachar and Lavan and Besuel, this Utz and Buz Bechoro. Ve'ez Kol Ketutzei Fea. And all of those separated in that corner, which is fascinating, because if you are interested in two Mishnayos a day, plug, two Mishnayos a day, just two Mishnayos every day, and we just finished Shas not that long ago, or in Masechta Peah, we just started again with Brachos and Peah. Here's Peah. Those are separated and left off at the corner. So you might say they're at the corner of the area. Targum Yonasan says that these who are the ones who have the corners of their hair cut in a certain way. And the Malbim says those who cut the corner means those who got a circumcision. But they're all going to be destroyed. Chavdala Be'ez Kol Malchei Arav, and all of the kings of Arabia, just all swept into one. Be'ez Kol Malchei Ha'erev, and all of the kings of the allies. So Arav and Erev are two different things. Hashochnim Bamidbar, who dwell in the desert. No one is safe, even the kings of Arabia, the Arabs who live in tents, far away, the nomads. Not going to happen. They're all going to be wiped out by Bavel. And now Ve'ez Kol Malchei Zimri, all the kings of Zimri, Ve'ez kol malche Elam, all the kings of Elam, ve'ez kol malche Modai, and all of the kings of Media. The kings of Media. They say that the Jews control the media, but right now, if you read the media, it's hard to believe. Now, who is Zimri? So Radak says it could be from Zimran, one of the sons of Keturah. So that would be connected with the other sons of Keturah that we mentioned. And the kings of Elam, the kings of Modai, all of these are well-known places. And if we read Megillas Esther very shortly, we're going to see a lot of these places again. Everybody is in big, big trouble.